go out to the international man of mystery, Michael Wilson, whistleblowing attorney, social commentator. Michael, as always, you're welcome to the program. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thank you.
Good. So now you've finished whatever you were doing in Switzerland. You're off to Spain and then the south of France or whatever guys that wear tuxedos in bed do.
Back here in L.A.
How was Switzerland? Whatever mysterious things you were into.
It was actually Sweden and Denmark.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The last time was Switzerland, I guess. So, hey, did you, out of curiosity, my friend Ami Horowitz did some reporting outside of Stockholm on these no-go zones. Did you hear anything about that while you were there?
Yeah, you know, here's my position with that, Dr. Drew. Everyone talks about these no-go zones in Europe. Listen, I grew up on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. I grew up in southeast D.C., okay, about 6 blocks from the national capital. 5 blocks away were the projects known as Capers, et cetera. That was a no-go zone. We have no-go zones in South Central L.A. We have no-go zones in Chicago. Every place has a no-go zone. So to me, it's not a big deal.
Well, I get your point. I get the point. And however, what my understanding is that the subtle, maybe not so subtle difference is that part of the no-go in Sweden is that law enforcement and first responders won't go, and that's a little concerning.
Well, that's not really true. They do go. There are certain places actually in Denmark when we were heading down there where they actually – there was an area where there was some – I think there was some shootings that took place, and so police had kind of cordoned off the area. The issue with the no-go zones is this, is that you have a country, you have immigrants who come in and they're put into these various sections of a city or various towns. And there's no assimilation into the culture, whether it's Danish culture, Finnish, France, you know, French, German. And then that becomes an issue because then you're isolated. And that's where kind of, you know, the certain immigrants are becoming more and more radicalized because they can't assimilate in a culture and they become isolated.
Right.
And that's the issue.
Right.
So imagine, you know, that's the same thing. If you came here and you were put into a section of, let's say, South Compton, you're isolated. You have no idea what the rest of L.A., what the rest of California, what the rest of the U.S. is like. And that becomes an issue.
I agree.
You know, there's no diversity.
All right, speaking of issues, let's talk about what's coming, I guess, this weekend in the San Francisco area. Where are you situated?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, you're down here. So we don't have to directly deal with this, but, of course, we'll be watching it. There is a far-right protest planned in San Francisco. I heard the police, they were planning sort of an overwhelming show of force. Will that be enough?
I don't know. You know, again, is it going to be a violence? Is it going to be hate speech involved? You know, I mean, every group, whether it's the alt-right, whether it's Nation of Islam, whether it's the alt-left, whether it's the KKK or whoever, the Black Panthers, you have a right. You know, it's America. You have free speech, right? That's fine. One of the exceptions is hate speech. And so we saw that in Charlottesville. And there's historically.
But let's be realistic. I mean, I interviewed a guy yesterday who was in – he's an African-American guy. He's sort of a Trump supporter. He's got concerns about immigration, and he's very smart – peaceable guy, and he was in Laguna Beach during a rally, and he said, look, I have a problem with immigration. Here's my problem. And he just got sucker punched. He got threatened with violence and then sucker punched. And so the reality is, the pragmatic reality is you can't speak freely in this country right now.
Well, this, again, he got sucker punched, but at what point in that rally? Was it when the protesters and the alt-right started to engage each other?
No. It was during a peaceable part, and he got surrounded and then you know, called all kinds of names and then just taken down.
Right.
And by the way, the guy that struck him was arrested, and he, the guy that hit him, was is going to be tried for a hate crime.
And rightfully so. I mean, this is his speech. His free speech is protected. It wasn't hate speech what he was doing. And let me just give you an example here of historically and what's going to come down with the Charlottesville, because I think the perpetrator in the Charlottesville matter is obviously going to plead self-defense, but he was in fear of his life, and that's why he drove down the street.
Yeah.
Similar to Suge Knight,
right.
He's in jail right now.
Right. I wish you'd see if you were the defense attorney or the prosecuting attorney, that'd be the end of that defense.
Right, but wait, so listen, and historically, I'm going to bring this up because no one's really touched upon this, and this kind of set a legal precedent. In 1979, there was something called the Greensboro Massacre, where a workers' union, which is a communist party, was representing blacks in Greensboro, Carolina, and they basically walked down the street during a Klan rally, and they shouted, "Death to the Klan, death to the Klan." Well, the Klan responded with gunfire, and they had sticks, and I think four or five people were killed. So what happened then, it went to a jury, an all-white jury, and the Klan was found, the perpetrators were found not guilty. They were acquitted, and they had a self-defense. Basically, hey, said, we had a rally, it was peaceful, and you had these protesters who came up and started saying, death to the Klan, death to the Klan, and that was the defense, and they won. So I bring that up because you're going to see that same defense kind of in Charlottesville. You kind of see it, you know, the same self-defense and the Suge Knight case with something totally different. But what's going to happen in San Francisco is that if people aren't peaceful and there's hate speech involved and it gets violent, then we're going to go down that same road of Charlottesville. Yeah.